We've been looking at the attributes or the asma al husna of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be able to apply them to our lives, as per the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Takhalluqu bi akhlaq Allah," adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the Ism al-Baqi, the Eternal. Let's look at a Quranic reference first. In Surah Al-Taha, that's Surah number 20, Ayah 73, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah is better and more abiding. This is when the magicians at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam were threatened by Fir'aun when they submitted to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, saying, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ حَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. We believe in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. And Fir'aun threatens them, saying that he will kill them, he will cut their hands and feet on opposite sides, crucify them. And they said, Inna amanna bi rabbina, indeed we believe in our Rabb, liyaghfir lana khatayana, that he may forgive us our sins. Wama akrahtana alayhi min as-sihr, and the magic to which you compelled us to do. Wallahu khayrun wa abka, Allah is better, khair wa abka, and more abiding. Now the root word of al-baqi is baqa, which is the opposite of extinction. It's an ever-enduring existence. Baqa also means obedience to Allah and awaiting His rewards. See, al-baqi always exists, and his existence is necessitated by virtue of his own merits. He is ever present. He will remain forever, from the beginning of any beginning and for eternity. See, the absolute al-baqi is the one the duration of whom never ends. And such a duration is termed as abadi, which means perpetual or eternal or endless. The absolute al-qadim is the one, the time of whose beginning, if there is such a thing, goes back to the very beginning, and such a duration is called azali, again eternal. So when we say that his existence depends on his own merits, this attribute, al-baqi, includes both those meanings. But we must remember that both these are applicable only in the sense of the human mind, because they relate to existence, to the past or the future. In reality, only changeable things pertain to the past or the future. Because the past and the future are in essence two expressions of time. Nothing pertains to time except change and motion or movement, for movement in itself divided into past and future, and changeable things come within the scope of time by means of their motion. Therefore, that which is above change and movement is not included in time, and subsequently has no past, nor does it have a future. And in this sense, the past is the same as the future. Passing is the same as enduring. See, we have a past and a future only when certain events have occurred to us or in us, and when new events will occur. There must be certain events happening one after another in order that they might be divided into a past that has ceased to exist and is concluded, into a present time, and into that of which the renewal is anticipated afterwards as a future. When there is no renewal, no termination, there can be no time. And why should it not be so, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created time? But this does not change a thing pertaining to His essence. Even after He created time, He remained as before. How do I apply it to myself? Well, first to understand that this world is but a guest house, where visitors stay for a while, then they leave. We look over time, how many visitors have come and gone. Who were they? Where are they? Where did they go? Nations and civilizations have come and gone. Humanity and everything else in the universe is like this. But for human beings, this world is also somewhere where we labor to grow wheat or thorns, and the harvest we'll find in the hereafter. It's like a parade ground. We pass as our turn comes in different groups on the different banners with different uniforms, marching to different sounds. No one is left in this world, nor in this world left with anyone. All is temporal, including the world itself, the whole universe, except Allah. He is Al-Baqi. In Surah Ar-Rahman we say, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything is going to be annihilated. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِقْرَامِ. All that will remain, all that will be baqi, is the essence of your Rabb. Now, there is a way to gain an eternal life during the short visit here, but it's not achieved by tying one's heart to the world. It's not achieved when we look for external power, for profit in this world, for working only for the immediate benefit. The idea is to work in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now and in the future when all is ended and this body is returned to dust. If we work for Him, it will carry us to eternity. They will be baqi. That's why we call it baqiyatu salihat. The goodness, the righteousness that remains. Whatever we are, whether we're doctors or architects, when we go to that realm where there is no one who is sick and nothing to build, both our being and our knowledge will disappear. But if we did something that was baqi, let's say we discovered a form of medicine, then we will keep on curing the sick long after we're gone. If we built a bridge that people will cross for a long time, and if our intentions is something that is there to serve rather than to gain, then we will earn baqiyatu salihat and therefore al-baqa, eternity in the hereafter for what we have done in the temporal life. That's how we apply it to ourselves. There used to be a tradition whereby people always used to put on their gravestones or engrave on their gravestones, hu al-baqi. He is the everlasting, as a remembrance of what remains and what goes. So Abdul Baqi is one who is able to do everything with relation to the hereafter. That means making every moment of his or her meaningful, eternal, not losing any precious time for things that are temporal. If you recite this name 113 times, then it will take away fear. If you're afflicted with fear, if you're really, really scared of anything, then reciting this name 113 times each night, inshallah, will give you relief. It is also, if you find you wish to have Allah's rahmah and compassion in the qiyamah and health and prosperity in the world, then again recite this name 113 times every day.